The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and thank you for joining me at 3:06 p.m. on this wonderful Thursday, December 17th. The Daily Briefing is your place to get all of the updates and resources related to, well, how to stay safe and how to get access to lots of things and how to stay connected as we are all staying physically separated. Right now, in order to stem the continued spread of coronavirus in our community, remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. You can chat with someone in languages other than English if you press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the word coronavirus to 211-211 to get your questions answered. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. There are a number of mental wellness support phone lines and text services that are available as we all experience things that, well, might be challenging at this time. There's the Washington Listens support line. It's helpful for managing stress, having a listening ear from a peer counselor, a certified and trained peer counselor, and for getting referral services. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. For those that are in acute crisis, the Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number is 1-800-273-8255. There's a crisis text line. It provides confidential text access from anywhere in the United States to a trained crisis counselor. When you text the word HEAL, H-E-A-L, to 741741. Teenagers can call or text the Teen Link number at 866-833-6546 and chat with a trained peer counselor. An individual struggling with substance use or addiction can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline. That number is 366-789-1511. And if you didn't quite have a pen and paper or your phone ready to take down any of those numbers, remember that you can always find our perennial resources and, well, all of the Daily Briefing updates at our website, daily.ktqa.org. We also do replays at 6 p.m. Moving on to today's state-level information. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention just today informed Washington state officials that Washington's allocation for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine will be reduced by 40%, with no explanation provided. Pfizer has stated that the company has zero production issues, that no shipments containing the vaccine are on hold or delayed, and that all 2.9 million requested doses have gone out and been shipped to the locations previously ordered by the federal government all around the country. Additionally, Pfizer stated that there are millions more doses sitting in warehouses, but as of today, they have not received any shipment instructions for additional doses. Washington is apparently just one of the many states that were informed of a reduction in vaccine availability by the federal government. No word on that yet, but if more word comes out, we will break into our 6 p.m. rebroadcast with some updates. Otherwise, we'll inform our listeners tomorrow during our daily briefing at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Meanwhile, vaccinations for this week have begun across our state, both at JBLM, part of our Department of Defense, and through our hospitals here, prioritizing, of course, our high-risk healthcare workers who are working in direct contact with COVID-19 patients. BloodWorks Northwest will be testing all blood donations for COVID-19 antibodies from now through the end of the month. Anyone who gives blood will get results that indicate whether their immune system has produced antibodies to the virus, regardless of whether the donor ever showed symptoms or felt sick. If antibodies are present, it means that the donor's blood products might be able to help critically ill coronavirus patients in addition to patients who just need blood for other reasons. Prospective donors can book an appointment online at bloodworksnw.org or by calling 1-800-398-7888. And to review yesterday's big news, the governor and the superintendent of public instruction are now recommending that schools in areas with fewer than 50 cases of COVID-19 per 100,000 residents over 2 weeks make in-person learning available to all students as long as health and safety measures can be implemented and put in place. In counties where there are between 50 and 350 cases per 100,000 residents, newly issued guidelines encourage districts to phase in the in-person schooling for youngest students, so starting with elementary schoolers, and those with special needs, such as those who receive special education services and those who are English language learners. The governor also issued a proclamation reinforcing the fact that our state health and safety protocols are required by law in schools. So accordingly, schools continue to be prohibited from starting in-person instruction if they cannot implement and comply with workplace safety requirements. Moving on to regional level information, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 165 new COVID-19 cases yesterday and 267 cases today. The county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks is sitting at 336 right now. And the 14-day case rate per 100,000 people in our county is at 521. So for reference, community spread of COVID-19 is said to be under control when that figure is below 25 per 100,000 residents. And again, we're sitting at 521. And for further reference, that number is recommended to be below 350 to begin the process of bringing back young students to school buildings. King and Pierce County Superior Courts have implemented eviction resolution programs in anticipation of eviction moratoriums expiring at the end of the month. Participation in the eviction resolution programs are free for all parties, and participation is designed to collaboratively problem solve issues of late rent before any official court action need be taken. Pierce County residents can call 253-572-3657. Or you can email solveit@centerforresolution.org. You can also visit centerforresolution.org or tacomaprobono.org. King County residents struggling to meet rent can call 206-443-9603, extension 111, or email housing@kcdrc.org. They can also visit kcdrc.org, which is the King County Dispute Resolution Center website. Seattleites have a slight reprieve because the mayor has extended their city's eviction moratorium through March 31st of next year. And for Tacoma news, the city of Tacoma is facilitating a virtual discussion about our current housing crisis tomorrow, December 18th at noon. Links to the webinar can be found on the city's Facebook page, and further info can be found online at cityoftacoma.org/homeintacoma. There are lots of free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. King County residents can go to kingcounty.gov to look up locations in your area, but note that King County is no longer allowing individuals to book free COVID-19 tests days in advance. And that's in order to discourage would-be holiday travelers and to prioritize testing for those who have been exposed or to those who have been experiencing symptoms. For Pierce County locations, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week and the weekend's remaining mobile testing events include tomorrow, Friday, December 18th, testing will be held at Tacoma Nazarene Church and at Chapel Hill Presbyterian Church in Gig Harbor and at the Lakewood State Admissions inspection station. That Lakewood Testing Center is a new location that is open throughout the entire weekend as well. On Saturday, December 19th, the health department will be out doing free tests at Sumner High School and at the WPFR in University Place, and again at the Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Station. And on Sunday, besides being in Lakewood, the health department will also be at DACA Park in Fife. For the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department testing events, there's no ID that's required. Tests are free. They're open to anyone. And testing runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Results are available within 3 to 7 days. Now, that 7-day time sounds like a long time. That's because of major testing volume is causing some backlogs at some of the testing labs. Remember, though, that if you're experiencing symptoms or if you have been exposed to a confirmed case of COVID-19 and you're awaiting test results anyway, you should be quarantining and isolating and staying home until those test results indicate that you are free from COVID or test negative, or until symptoms resolve for, I believe, at least 1 day, that you're fever free without any medication and all those kinds of things. But you can look at the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website or the cdc.gov, and you can see what all of those quarantine recommendations are. Well, again, if you missed any part of the KTQA Daily Briefing, remember that you can always find that information on our website at ktqa.org or daily.ktqa.org. Dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line and 211 for statewide community resources and referral services. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, and our phone number where you can text us or call us is 253-330-8821. Catch the Spanish language Reporte Semanal de COVID here on Mondays or on VT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday. Stay safe, wash up, keep that community spread of COVID-19 low so that we can get ourselves and our kids back to school safely. Have a wonderful afternoon.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.
I just heard that KTQA's volunteers are building out a broadcast studio right in the heart of Hilltop. That can't be easy or cheap. That's why I kicked a few dollars their way at ktqa.org/donate. After all, once KTQA gets enough funding, they can start adding so much more music variety to their lineup and give the people of Tacoma the chance to participate in actually creating programs that truly entertain and represent us, and not what some corporation thinks. Go to ktqa.org/donate to support community radio by making your gift today.
And now, back to your old-time radio.